there. That's what we're doing. Tabula, we are celebrating World Radio Day. The importance of umsakazo bangasifaka kwi digital white, but the original, the frequencies will always be with us. And they've played a big role, whether you listen to Kansas City usemncane, whether you listen to Malindi Kantuli, whether you listen to Vanessa Marawa in 2025. Radio has been a big part of all of our lives. And I'm going to be reaching out to our sister station. But I do want to catch up with the lady holding down lunchtime on the other side, Lily Makofane. Good afternoon and hello,
Vanessa. Hello, everybody. Yes, happy World Radio Day, my loving.
Lalela, it is such an important day because it's like a birthday every year because we get to do this thing, this wonderful thing called radio. What does it mean to you?
It means everything. What does it not mean? Literally everything. I mean, we need to talk about our love for radio also, which for me goes back to the little radio player that also was a cassette player, but also you could record yourself on that thing. It's funny how we became radio broadcasters before officially occupying the positions ourselves. I mean, I remember having that little thing, light silver thing that I bought in a Chinese Tonyana for my 200 rand Tonyana. That thing afforded me the opportunity to record my demo, and that's how the radio journey started.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, you talk about the good old days, Sisakula, with the radio playing in our houses. And what I used to find the most annoying, and people my age will relate to this, which you would hear a nice song on the radio, and you're saying, you know, you had your cassette there in the same radio, and you used to record. You were pirating. You were pirating the ngoma. You were taking it without permission. And then the DJ would come in while the song was playing. When the song was getting nice, and the DJ would come in and say some stuff, and you'd be like, ah, there goes my song. Those are some of the memories that I have. And Mina, my story is completely different, Lily, because I am by nature an introvert, a shy person. Oh. But here behind the mic, I come alive. I go into another world, and I always am excited that we're able to bring people with us on this journey.
It's an escape too, isn't it? It's an escape. It's a beautiful thing. And it works. If you're an introvert, it perfectly works because you don't have to actually be there. It's like, we just link up.
I don't have to see the people.
We just link up and on the radio.
I keep saying this. One of the best things that have happened to me in the radio journey, Ngisaqala, my first time hosting a show on my own on 9 to 12 here on Vuma FM, I got a lovely tweet from the late Bob Mabena, and he said, welcome to the theater of the mind. Oh, and when you think about those words, because it is, in radio, you only have your ears, and you have to make people believe and see and touch and smell the thing that you're saying.
I'm going to drag your brother into this, because you wrote a whole book about it, about how he fell in love with sports through radio, but you had it. You had to play it in your mind. You had to play it in your mind.
You had to imagine the soccer field. You had to imagine the referee. You had to imagine. And we do the same thing. What are some of your favorite features there at Rise FM?
My favorite features, there's so many. There's so many of them. I love what we do on the show in your language, where we get to find out what people refer to certain things in their own home languages, but also in slang. We know we've created our whole dictionary. Also, South Africa needs its own dictionary, apart from the English dictionary.
But it changes every year, so we don't know how big that book is going to be.
It literally evolves every single year, but also you play a game and find out how well people know their worlds, touching on several subjects and finding out. But it's a very competitive feature as well. Everybody wants to make it on it. It's amazing when we get a 10 out of 10, how excited people feel. It's as if we're giving them a car or something. It's very, very weird. When you get a 10 out of 10, it's so exciting and liberating, but it also gives you a bit of confidence as well. Well, yeah, sure, I can do this, right?
And what is the name of your show, Lily?
The name of my show is Lunch With. My name had to be in it, of course. Lunch With Lily Waga Makofane. Lunch With Lily Waga Makofane. And I know you guys are talking about crush. Crush Anjani, Valentine Xasa. You still called the crush?
We can't talk. We don't want to talk about it anymore. But what's lovely is that we have a musical feature on Crush Your Love, which we do every day. And it's called Vugu Itande. And this 2 weeks, we've dedicated it to couples that have been married, who are celebrating an anniversary sometime this year, and they are getting to dedicate music to each other. And the song choices, let me tell you for free, Lily, you want to fall in love. If you aren't in love right now, you want to fall in love all over again. So that has been magical, just hearing people. We always talk, you know, kind of badly about marriage. People are always complaining and things are always hard.
Because but also marriage is something else. Let's be honest.
No, it's not easy. So it's nice to hear somebody say, I've been married 16 years and it's still going strong. And this is how I feel through music. So we enjoy that. It's absolutely fantastic.
That is absolutely true.
One of the theme really this year for the World Radio Day of 2025 is radio and climate change. Are we doing enough, Lily?
I don't think so. There's still a lot of room to occupy. I don't think we do it enough. We don't talk about it enough. The only time you'll hear of climate is during the weather, during the news. That's literally the only time you hear about it. So there's a little bit more that we need to do, especially as personalities. We have social media now, so we can engage individuals and inform ourselves of whatever's happening around the world. But are we also as informed enough to even have the conversation about climate change? That's another thing.
See, I like being a little bit controversial, and I have room for conspiracy theories in my mind and on my show as well. My thing is, I feel like climate change is one of the things that maybe we'll get to when we've tackled other issues facing South Africans, because there seems to be a list. And it depends. You know, if you've got bread and food and a job, then maybe you can think about climate change. So that's me being a bit controversial. And those are my own opinions.
Yeah, but let's talk.
There are important things in life. But I do understand that, of course, it is an important thing. We're seeing floods in places where we haven't seen floods. We're seeing earthquakes in places. Those things. So it is obviously something that we do need to focus more on as abasagazi who have such an important role to play in people's lives.
It's a beautiful platform that we have been given an opportunity to be on, and we serve through it. We need that communication and constant interaction on social media, also on the radio. People have stopped calling. I don't know if you receive calls on your show. We get voice notes, and texts. Are people still calling onto your show?
Yeah, it depends on the topic. We have two shows that get, or two features rather, that get calls. One of them, we have a history show. It's called Wazini, where we talk about the history of Amazon.
Interesting.
And people have opinions. Yeah. So sometimes the voice note is not enough and they need to make a call and tell us exactly how they feel. And the other one also is when we talk to our gents on a Friday, we call it Kulumarazo. And the gents also are quite outspoken.
Oh, nice. Like, I need to move that side. I need to, because that's people are not buying airtime this side, hey?
You know, you must get them. When you frustrate people and they want to say something, they'll find the airtime.
Right. Because you want to have the interaction as well. That is the spirit of radio, the nature of radio, the birth of radio is us interacting on the radio. So, some things just take that away from us. And with the love songs, the feature that you mentioned a little bit earlier on for the lovers, especially celebrating Valentine's Day, the music is within us. We lived the music growing up. Gone are the days where people will call in and dedicate love songs to their partners. They don't do that anymore. Yeah. Why? Is it our fault? Is it their fault? Whose fault is it anyway?
I think it's our fault. We must just take responsibility. It's our fault. If we don't give the platform does not exist.
Yeah,
not to let me tell you. This 2 weeks when we've given the platform, people are coming through. People have something to say about their love lives, and I'm there for it.
Oh,
but the other thing that's nice, Lily, if you're just joining us, this is Vuma FM. In case you are confused, I've joined forces with Rise FM, Lily Makofana. She is in Mpumalanga, and we are talking about World Radio Day. What I wanted to find out from you, Lily, is that I see that you guys sort of overtake us in terms of the number of frequencies that Rise has, where people can listen to you. I mean, White River 94.3, Witbank 106.4. Where is the biggest base for you guys? Who's listening to you the most?
I don't want to make any of our listeners feel bad, you know, like, because next thing is like, okay, you acknowledge Mbombela alone, why? But we get a lot of interaction from the Highveld, which is amazing, because you don't want to only get responses from the people closest to you. So the people from the Highveld, people who are further away in PTA, people live streaming our shows as well, also sending in their voice notes and interacting with us. And the connection, once again, it's going to go back to social media. We're able to connect and have these conversations. But I would say, without mentioning a specific place, it has to be the Highveld.
Okay. No, we'll leave it at that. But I think it also motivates those who are listening from other areas and be like, hey, guys, you know, we also want to be mentioned next year when it's World Radio Day. Let us be the biggest area or the largest listenership.
People want us on DSTV also. So, we're working on that. We don't know.
So if our management is happening. We are going to be again controversial. Sorry, Lily, I'm bringing you into my.
Go ahead.
People want us on TV. They want us on DSTV.
Yeah.
Streaming is wonderful because those options exist for both Rise and for Vuma FM. But ETS,
Fire that thing, man.
You'll see our numbers. You'll see our numbers because both radio stations. Serve a very unique kind of style of radio. I think that we would do well.
Yeah, it sounds really amazing. Yeah. Hopefully in the near future. Vanessa, I don't know what your programs manager is thinking of this conversation we're having on the radio, but it doesn't sound like anyone is going to stop us from talking.
That'll be fine. We're celebrating World Radio Day. This is what the radio is about.
It's actually fun talking to you. I'm hoping to be with you in studio very soon. We sound like we can hold a proper conversation on a show, hey?
I think we can be completely co-host at least once a month.
Right.
What song are you playing today to celebrate? I had played a song by Johnny Dimba a little bit earlier on called DM Sagazi, and it's literally a love letter to a radio presenter, and it's such a beautiful song. Old school. Back in the days of Shadow Twala, the song was alive and well. So if you get a chance, put that on.
Oh, yeah. Are you dedicating a song? Anyway, now we don't do song requests anymore.
Well, then I said, let me wait on the station behind me.
I think also what is coming up on the show, if we're talking about love and Valentine's Day, T.I.'s Whatever You Like. You know, every girl, every guy wants whatever they like from their partner. So I think that one is going to be a nice throwback to love. And when things used to work, because now I'm Jolo, you're right.
Jolo is, you need to take out insurance.
You know, yay.
These days. It doesn't go well.
100%, you can never go wrong.
It's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you as we both hold down lunchtime in our various provinces. Yeah. I know that our listeners are very excited to hear the link up, and happy World Radio Day to you and to all the listeners of Rise FM.
Same to you. Thank you so much, Vanessa. Shout out to you, Vuma FM. Absolutely love you guys. Have a great afternoon further, yeah?
Thank you so much, and to your crew behind there helping us Kenika this whole thing. Oh, yeah, thank you also.
We won! We won. We made it.
We won. We will always. Ladies win. That's what happens. Siyabonga, Lily. Take care of yourself, and thank you very much to everybody helping put this together. 8 minutes until the top of the hour.
Bonga, Mina. That was Vanessa at Vuma FM looking us with us here in Mbombela, in Mpumalanga, Rise FM. Rise FM Lunch. We're both doing radio lunchtime shows. Can you imagine?
Love is connect.